You ready?
You ready?
You know, it's June, Ben.
It is?
It's June now.
It's June 6th.
That's stupid.
You're stupid.
We missed all of May.
I know, but now we're here.
So we might as well
kick it,
man.
Wozers.
Woohoo!
Woo!
Rock it.
Jacks up the tree. Back again.
Yes, yes.
Isn't it fun? I know people out there missed us.
The more shows we want to do, the less we actually produce.
That's called an irony.
Supply and demand.
1, 2, 3, and the clock strikes soon. We ain't got time and we ain't got food. 6:15 and we're cooking tea. Onion, garlic, sesame. 7:05 and it's time to leave. We all take turns and we all can learn. 1, 2, 3, and the clock strikes soon. We ain't got time and we ain't got food. Wait, you will see.
What is inside of me?
A little too ironic.
A little too inconvenient.
And I really do think.
Hey there.
Well.
Hey there. You're listening to Tracks Up the Tree.
That's right.
And I'm Funtime Ben.
And I'm Just Josiah.
And we're recording.
In your office.
In my office. Nice. This is the 14th Street studio.
I like it.
Pretty nice, right?
It feels official. Although our spit guards didn't work out on our mic, so
we had
reverted back to the
pop
old
screens.
What, how much did you spend on those things?
Like, you know,
$10
each.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not bad. They look very professional.
They are very professional.
But now we had to go back to the good old trusty paper towel.
Yeah, I think the paper towel route is, you know, it's definitely, it's a step down in the look and feel of the show, but I think it's a step up in being able to do it.
Right. Now I can hold my mic instead of being stuck bending down over the desk.
Yeah, before we were actually, these things are like stuck on the desk, so I couldn't see the computer from where I was so I'd like look back and then I'd be like,
look like those girls, the Saturday Night Live girls that did the radio show, remember that?
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Good times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I guess that's what our show is kind of like anyway, so.
Kind of.
So I'm back from Barbados. It was
girls.
Fun. Thanks for asking.
What was that? You were back from your vacation?
Yeah. I was back a while ago, actually.
Yeah. You've been back for a while.
My
although
tan
I haven't
is
seen
gone.
You since, though.
No, we haven't really seen each other. I had a great tan going.
Really?
It's gone now. It's been shitty weather here.
You don't
ever
look,
since
actually,
I got
you
back.
Actually, you still have a little bit of a tan. Your hands are tan.
Thank you. My hands are tan. That's what
your
I was going
hands
for.
Hands and arms are tanned.
My knees are also tan for some reason.
Nice. I'm glad I can't see that right now. But your buttocks look fantastic.
They're white as hell. Good time. Good
you're currently wearing. You're currently wearing a
I knew. I was going to bet money you were going to comment on what I was wearing.
What you're wearing? What you're wearing? Wearing
hey,
a.
I'm wearing what? A painter outfit.
What? Yes,
with
you're
paint
wearing
all
a painter
over
outfit.
Myself.
Yeah.
And I have a paintbrush in my pocket.
Yes.
I was painting a friend's place today. That's what I do on my day off, people.
That's true. He works.
Although no kind of charity work here.
No. No.
You want to pay me? I'll do it. You know what I'm saying?
He'll do anything for money. Anything.
Just to boot.
Don't forget about the money. Up another song, and we'll get back to the joy, which is the show.
Yay.
Oh, my God.
That was so believable.
Isn't that good?
The joy that is the show. I'm a robot. Look at me, I'm a robot. Doodly-doo, doodly-doo, doodly-doo.
Sympathy, but I could use your company. Crawl into a mystery that I call you. So come inside and be my skin and bones. I just want the world to see what's inside of me.
Know each other. It's so great.
I
just
know.
Work right off each other. It just bounces back and forth.
It's just great. Although I do have to say that I need to do a show with you more often. I actually have to see you more often.
Well, yeah. It's getting awkward around you, actually.
Yeah, well, it's kind of weird because we're like always like, save it for the show.
Should we get beer?
No. Save it for the show.
I mean, yes.
But save it for the show as well.
We should.
But then when we're having our like repertoire in the elevator,
yeah,
and people think like we're really weird because I'm like, just save it.
Yeah, there's like eight people. Your elevator, by the way, is like the size of a shoebox. What's the deal with that?
It is a shoebox.
Ah, It was a good time.
It's a rubber band.
And there was about 27 people in there. There's rubber band on the thing.
That's how it goes up and down. You got to spin it. So yeah, we're on the elevator and there's all these people and we're like, well, I have so much to tell you, but I'll save it for the show. I'll save it. And then people are looking like, what?
Yeah, I said the whole tan thing in the elevator.
Sorry. Yeah. That's like a repeat. I've already heard that.
Yeah. That's why I didn't go over next. So well, see?
No.
We just got to roll with what we're feeling.
Yeah, you got to go with what you know.
What are you feeling? I heard you wrote some notes though.
I did write notes. I've been slowly, every time I think of something. And it's been over the last, you know, month
and a half.
So I don't. Terrible. I wish I had all of my notes because I had like a, you know, War and Peace worth of notes of like, you know what? You know another thing I don't like?
Another thing about stuff.
I don't like faux. I don't like those like weird, you know, those sausage patties that are made out of soy. I don't like those. Sorry. That wasn't actually on the list. That wasn't on the list.
It should be on the list.
It should be.
Don't call it what it's not, man. A not steak, a not burger. Let's just call it a tofu patty.
So during the month and a half I had off, my iPod died. That was
oh,
fun.
You got that whole battery die thing?
No, I got the folder of death. The whoa, it looks like your folder isn't there. Maybe you should go to support.ipod.com.
That sucks. How long have you had your iPod?
A year and a half.
Isn't that about when the batteries conk out?
Yep,
usually?
It is.
I'm right at year and a half also.
Well, that's why I got the extended warranty. The AppleCare warranty. So it died, and it was over a year, so they wouldn't replace it. But I had the AppleCare, so I just sent it back, and they sent me a brand new iPod.
Did you get the one with like the stuff on it?
No, I didn't get the video one. I still have my old black and white one.
Because I'm sort of like...
I'm like, son of a...
I'm kind of like, well, if it dies, I'll just have to go get a video one.
But do you remember when you first got your iPod and you're like, oh my God, it's so special?
Yeah, it's like,
you wouldn't let anything touch it?
Yeah.
And the minute it gets one scratch, you're like, I don't
like,
care.
Yeah, fuck it. Just throw it on the coffee table when I get home. You're so right about that, though. At first, like, I didn't have a rubber pad thing, whatever it is, the pad.
Right,
what am
the
I talking
protective,
about?
The protective thing. Yeah. Yeah, right.
And so I used the plastic for a long time, you know,
right.
Like that it comes in.
Yep. I have that thing right on there now.
Everyone's a scratch. Mine's not going to be scratched. Mine's going to be perfect.
And it's like, yeah. You're like, I should really get a rubber thing.
What are those things?
What
rubber pads.
Those things cost. Those things rubber cost pad. $80. That's another thing. It's annoying. Like the iPod,
I just wanted to get headphones, like the regular white earbud thing. Those are like $40.
I know.
What
I know.
The hell is that
I
crap?
Know. I have no idea.
Because mine, the bass is all blown out now. It's just like a... I'm like, now I'm just dealing with
I
it.
I know that sound.
I'm like, you're going to die soon, fucker. I'm going to just get a new one.
And it's always in one ear, too. You're like, yeah. Oh, man.
Good thing there's a spit guard.
Spit guard.
Fancy napkins. Need
fancy
to get a new
napkins.
Napkin.
Brawny paper towel.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah, that was my iPod story. But they replaced it without like any. It's kind of like a little present. I'm like, yay, new iPod.
What is it? Is it the same generation?
Exactly the same. Yeah,
well, that's good.
They just replace it with like a newer.
Because they say sometimes it might be an older one, which would
really
suck. Like with the buttons on the top.
Oh no, I don't like those ones.
That's retarded.
Some people love those ones. I don't like those ones.
That's stupid.
They light up all red. That's really scary.
Yeah,
Satan's
iPod. I just discovered solitaire. Isn't that stupid?
Oh, on the iPod?
On the iPod.
I don't think mine has solitaire.
It probably does.
It does?
It's all like ghetto version.
Dang!
Everything,
it's like an extra present.
It's like all the, you know, like the one, the red, like the hearts of the diamonds are just like dots.
Oh, you know I mean? Right. I think I have played that then.
Yeah. That's another reason I want to do. Anyways, enough about the iPod. Moving right along.
Enough about the iPod. Seriously, people.
Seriously. Podcast, iPods. Ugh.
Oh, my God. It's so incestuous. How about we have another song and then we'll get back to...
Whatever.
The banter.
Let's do it.
Sing in the smile while they talk of the action. Come on!
Insert song now. Here.
So yeah, that's the big stuff. And those are the big things. And we're back.
We don't actually have songs right now, so we're just
I was gonna do the whole song thing, but it's been so busy that I haven't actually had a song. It would actually be great to put this out without any songs.
Yeah, it would be kind of funny.
It would be kind of funny.
Because right there, whatever song that was, we really
that
enjoyed
was fantastic.
It. We got to like sing along at the end. You're like, just hold a note.
Then we have to find the song to match it, though.
It's like that was a horrible E.
Yeah. Normally we do have all the songs waiting.
And we sort of listen to them.
Yeah, we do. I do. I do like 100 times. Josiah just shows up.
I just
up.
Show up and drink the beer.
Yeah, you just show up in your weird painter pants. You're like, hey, the challenge here, everybody.
I look like a real stereotypical painter now. It's so funny.
Painters
are just
known. You got paint on your pants.
That's true. I don't.
Is that what you're
rag.
Saying? A stereotypical painter?
Well, a lot of painters are have a bit of a drinking problem.
Oh,
to the point where it's really funny. The next time, kids, you go out and buy one of those can openers,
six packs, you may be a painter.
No, but if you get the little thing for paint cans, the one end is a paint can opener. The other end
is a bottle opener.
It's like, here you go, guys.
And you can also cut Coke with it if you wanted to.
Whatever.
Or you can freebase off of it. Or you.
Anyways.
The little brochure that came with the paint opener. With built-in spoon.
And A, opens can. And B,
can free up the crack dust.
You can rape it.
That's a nice. Okay, that's enough.
Not that I haven't tried,
molest your...
too small, you know what I'm saying? Anyway. This scene brought to you by Modelo Especial.
Yeah, we're drinking.
This is for you, Juan.
Modelo Especial.
Who's my buddy Especial. That wrote the bad
oh,
letter?
Oh, yeah. I don't remember if it was Juan. He never wrote back anyway,
of course
so
not.
He doesn't listen.
He doesn't listen to the show. So, fuck you, Juan.
I don't think his name was Juan.
Whatever, Pablo.
And today is Celebrate Mexico Day. Here at, we're drinking Modelo Especial,
we're
which I assume
tree.
Is Mexican.
May
it is Mexico.
5th.
So, hey, we're not racist. We're drinking Mexican beer.
That's right. $15 a six-pack.
Yeah, what's up with that? In Mexico, it was like $3.
Tres pesos.
A case. And now we have, you know, in the New York
check
City
it out,
prices.
Man. I'm going to piss in this bottle and sell it for 15 bucks. I mean, that is like the color of pee right there.
It's
if you haven't tried
on.
Modelo Especial, pick it up. Drink about half, but it's even got the froth on the top.
I don't see how we're going to get them as a sponsor. I really don't. <It's> like frothy pee.
Or any non-white listeners, for that matter. There's like three straight white males out there.
They're like, this is hilarious. Keep it coming. I don't know why people have a problem with this show.
I don't know why nobody gives us money for this show. I've only been doing it a year and a half. A year and a half of racial slurs and
it's
homophobic
good
what have you.
Well,
anyways.
What can you do? Well, today, just to keep up with my notes. While we're talking about racial slurs, let's have another song.
While we're talking about gay.
Oh, thanks.
Sorry, buddy.
Yeah, I'm gay because I have things I have to say.
In a little note.
Bastard.
Organized.
It's not even a note. It's just a piece of scrap of paper.
It looks like a post-it note, actually.
It is, without the sticky. Are we actually having this conversation? Let's play another song and we'll get back to this.
Here she comes, here she comes. Don't she look good with her lips pressed? Here she comes. What's your name? Gonna teach you how to play basketball.
Edit. This is like what would be on the DVD, little extras.
The DVD of like Tracks of the Tree.
Deleted scenes from Tracks of the Tree. We should just release this whole thing as is.
We should do it. We should just the have no this the entire the no yeah. frills. We're not breaking any copyright.
I think there are a good amount of people that actually do listen to the music on this show, however.
Yes, there is. And I think the music adds that extra little, you know, that break between our bullshit and yeah. actual.
It's like when you're watching
talent.
A crappy TV show and then a really good commercial comes on and you're like, wait, what the hell was I watching? Wait, what was I watching? And you when you're really trying to think of what the hell you were just watching.
Yeah, I've had that happen a few
oh,
times.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Occasionally Friends. I actually change the channel and I realize like, oh crap, that's done.
Yeah. Like, the commercials are long.
God, I'm gonna go to this channel instead.
Three stations later.
Are well, we inserting how do I get stuck here? Watching Everybody Loves Raymond?
Frasier season 2.
I hate Frasier. When like, someone says they love Frasier, yeah. I just look at them like dumbfounded. Like,
yeah,
what?
That show is pretty stupid.
Frasier?
You're
I mean,
a
it's like,
ass.
Yeah, it's like if you're really into pompous assholes, I mean, that's your show.
There it is, then.
There's your show. I need a show for me.
Like Family Guy.
Yeah, that's a good one. So today, I went out. I have a wedding to go to.
Really?
My friend Allie and John are getting married. Happy wedding. I'm sure this will go out by the time they're married, but they're having a wedding later on this month. This is probably the last time we're going to record this month. So, you know, they're having a wedding. So I decided, like, okay, I'm gonna actually do it. I'm going to buy a suit.
Nice.
A real suit. Not Ooh. One of these, like, you know, Alfonsi suits.
Mister, I don't have to pay rent, so I'm going to go buy a
well,
suit.
Well, you know, that's kind of the impetus. I mean, I never had enough money to buy, like, a really nice suit.
Gotta
so
use
while
your
I don't... So
cash
I used,
pillow
I spent I spent my rent money on a suit.
Whoa.
One suit, all of my rent that I usually pay.
Holy shit,
bro. It's pretty good. I got a nice black with like blue pinstripe Hugo Boss suit.
Nice. And then
shamming up a ding dong. So the other day I was thinking, like, you know, I walked by a gentleman of
I walked by AA.
And I thought about it. So I walked by a
rehab is
an
for
ethnic,
quitters.
Okay.
Sorry. You walked by a what now?
I walked by a group of men. I'm not going to say what race these men are, but they were ogling women on the street. No, kind of like...
Are
a,
they A,
baby.
Puerto Rican, B, Mexican, C, Italian, D, all of the above. I'm sorry, we're just as bad
but
as whiteys.
We are. We'll go after everybody. Cracker ass, cracker. Kill your cracker kids.
That is a diss.
So anyway. I was just wondering... one of our friends, Melissa, Missy, you know,
I'm
right?
like, who is this Melissa?
Who is this Melissa?
Missy.
Missy. Missy once had a someone. She's,
oh,
she related this to me.
Yeah.
This guy, she was walking down the street.
It's like a couple of weeks ago this happened.
Yeah. And she's walking down the street. I have to make sure I get this right. She's walking down the street and she's wearing like a slightly revealing top. Not very revealing. And the gentleman calls out to her. And says, hold on, I have to make sure.
Don't you screw this up, motherfucker.
Hold on, I have to make sure I got this right. I'm not quite sure if I have this right. But the general premise was, and I'm paraphrasing, but I think I have this pretty well down. Do you feel the suspense?
I can hear a drum roll in my head. This better be good.
Basically said,
shit, we got to call her.
Yeah, let's call her and then we'll figure out what else is happening.
Do you have the phone number?
Okay.
I'm going to really call her.
Call her. Let's see what it is, because I don't remember.
I don't have a speakerphone, do you?
No. Yes, I do have. I do have a speakerphone.
Wow, I have Melissa in my phone and I have a Missy in my phone. Who's Melissa?
Dude, Stacy's going to be pissed.
I mean, Stacy.
I have a Stacy and a Stacer. That's funny. That's an odd one. Okay, let's see if we can get this on the is there. Is there? Is this still recording?
Oh, geez. That would be bad.
Yeah. How about a song? We'll
keep, Hi, Missy.
Keep, okay, here we go.
How are you? We're recording our podcast right now.
Right.
And you're going to be on it, okay?
Yeah. I
actually can't hear a word she's saying. What did you just say? Oh, okay. We were trying to tell that story about you with the guy going by and saying that the syrup and the pancakes or what have you. What was the exact... We messed it up.
Yeah, we didn't get it right. We totally didn't get it right.
Did you get that? Did you get another?
I think there's a pancakes with a whole lot of syrup.
With a whole lot of syrup. That's what it was.
That's what it was.
We are dorks.
That was
awesome.
Did
you figure out what that meant? That was confusing, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was a pretty confusing one.
I see. She's in someone's apartment right now. Oh, yes. We're going to go to the beer garden on Friday.
Yes, we are.
So we're all going to do that. All right. Yeah. And listen to our show and tell your friends.
Yeah, tell everybody you know.
All right.
Especially cute girls.
Thank you. I love you.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Once when I looked and saw you standing by the subway line, but if you found out it was a lie, I would die to know where you lie and go. Oh, what does it mean? Maybe it didn't show up on the A15. And should you love another guy, I would die to know where you lie and go to sleep tonight. Try a little lie. Side on his tan, which is actually still around.
He's saying I have a
real
tan now. That's so nice.
I don't have a tan, too.
It's because I mooned him. You can see my tan line.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's very specific. Well, that got a little tan, yeah.
That got a little tan. Hmm. So how was, by the way, how was that whole trip? How was the
trip?
Where did
fantastic.
You go? You went down
Barbados.
To Barbados, right?
I'm putting together a little video. I should maybe put on your website or something.
Yeah, let's do it. Our website, Josiah. Ours.
Oh, buddy. I just move in and talk, and all of a sudden it's mine.
Yeah, it's yours, because you're the... I just said a Josiah goatee, it's just a regular goatee. It happens to be on Josiah at the moment.
Well, because I took off, I didn't shave, and then at my job, I went in one day with the beard, and they all freaked out. And then apparently if I shave my cheeks, it's okay.
Like, nice.
Well, goatee, that's fine. I'm like,
nice
it
move.
Is?
What?
Okay, so hair on my cheeks, not good.
Not good? So, but you still have a third more facial hair. That's nice.
I look a little bit older now. I don't look 12. I look like 13, 14.
Yeah, 14, now. 15. You could definitely pass for 15.
Thanks, buddy.
You're welcome, bro.
Stacy also, she looks like she's 13.
Yeah, but she has the beard now, too, and she also looks about 15.
She didn't
shave. About 15 years
right.
old.
Yeah.
Nice. 50-year-old boy. Bye, Dad. Dad's leaving the studio.
It's like, I can't take it. I got to get out of here. Well, it's also funny because we're talking very loud. We have headphones
we
on.
We are. And no one else can talk. So we're like,
silent.
Shut up!
Yeah. We're like, yeah!
Okay, we're going to talk about this. There's no music, actually.
Oh, right. No music on this show.
Not exactly music on this show.
Pretend music.
There's pretend music.
Music
make it up in
your
head. Right now.
Little.
Okay, let's leave a little sound for the people to make it up in their heads.
Uh-huh. Well, don't you have the Hawaiian music playing right now?
Maybe. I could drop it down right here. Hold on. Here.
Drop it down here.
Okay, right. It's pretty good, right?
Somebody out there just hit their iPod.
It's like, what the hell's going on with this damn thing?
No way. My iPod died when they were talking about
it. That'd be a great thing to, like, just on a podcast be like, like, what?
Experiment.
Again. They send it into iPod to the repair at iPod. They all get new iPods. Hey, we could do that.
It's picking up static. I didn't get one of those fancy warranty. Enough of fucking iPods. How was your expensive ass Modelo?
Modelo, yeah. Well, that's enough, dude. This Modelo was $15 downstairs at our
for
local
a six pack
Korean deli. Now, not to get on Koreans.
High five.
Woo. Ha. But this is a really expensive deli downstairs.
Yeah, dude. I went in there just before I came in. I was like, I better buy some cigarettes.
No, you have to put a down payment down.
He's like,
mortgage your house.
$8.20, please. And I was
really?
Laughing. And I smacked
really?
Him on the back. I'm like, this guy here. I turned to everybody else.
I
like, this guy's full of jokes, this deli guy.
This guy is the best.
$8.20 for one pack of cigarettes. Now, I know there's a lot of people out there that listen to this show who don't pay. Come on. Take two.
Who don't play.
Who don't pay.
Who don't play that shit.
Who don't play that shit, yo.
Yo.
Who don't pay nearly as much as we do in New York. It's
ridiculous. No, people pay much less than we do in New York.
Smoking is stupid and buying cigarettes
is
in New York City is really stupid.
Triply so. Why don't you buy them from the engines?
So how many more people we got left to diss today?
I don't know. I think
those
we
engines
have,
sir, do like...
I think we have the Palestinians.
I don't
want to
go there. The Palestinians actually kill people.
They do? Okay.
Zing! With their car bomb.
Touche!
Tomorrow's news.
Try some of the trade. Our ratings to go through the roof if that happened, though.
Finally, we'll make the times and everything, but our heads
Thank
will be
God.
Missing.
It's like every painter in the entire world always became famous after they were dead.
Yeah.
And dead of syphilis. It's like... They were like, oh, God, nothing came of my life.
They have some unprotected sex. They go crazy, make their best art.
Right. And then they die, and then everybody sells it. That's a fucking bad.
Well, I have like 8 paintings by Steve hanging up in our apartment, too. So, hoping.
I've been chucking lead in his water whenever I get a chance just to like make him a little nuts.
I mean, I have gonorrhea, so I've been peeing in his beer every
time.
I don't know if that works, but it's funny, though. Huh. It's a double whammy. When he goes, oh, that's pee. Ew. And I go, and on top of that, I have gonorrhea. I tell him.
Do you do the racial thing about being a racial group and peeing in his Coke? I'm not racist. I'm just bringing that up as
I'm something. I play joke. Me put pee-pee in your Coke.
But not racial. That's not racial. We didn't mention anything there.
Well, it is racial. It's dealing with the race.
Oh man, this is not good.
We
this
just reported. Really... We're gonna get kicked off of MySpace.
We're gonna get kicked off of everything.
Everything.
Oh, I love it. Oh, it's so fun to just.
Just go on and on and on, and not see people and their reactions.
No, I'm assuming. I have to admit that I'm assuming that people are actually enjoying this show.
Well, I hope they understand we don't actually hate people.
No, we don't. We have many friends of many different creeds. That's a lie.
Except the Jews.
Except the Jews. We have no Jewish friends, which is thank God. Oh God.
We were friends with Amy, but then we found out she was.
Yeah,
Jewish.
She was Jewish, and she was several like, she just, I know. You have to. You have to. You never know what they're gonna do.
Look, you killed my Lord and Savior. I told.
So what are you gonna do?
That's it.
Sorry, Amy. Amy the Ninja. Sorry, you're Jewish.
That's right.
Sorry. Oh, we love the Jews. And by the way, that brings up another thing.
I love
Trader
Mel
Joe's.
Gibson.
At Trader Joe's.
Did we not talk about this?
No, we haven't got.
It's been that long. Jesus.
I had my first spot. Someone saw me and was like, are you... Actually, they didn't spot... They didn't
they
see me.
They heard your weird voice.
They heard my... Dude, you don't have to say it like that.
I gotta diss you if I'm dissing everybody else.
No, you gotta be nice to me, man.
You gotta be nice
to me. I'm single. My self-esteem is terrible. Nobody loves me. Hug me, Josiah. Hold me between your powerful legs.
That's... Ew. That's in line, buddy.
So this guy on Trader Joe's, he was a really nice guy. I was expecting like one of our fans to be like,
oh, I love you. Really great. Can you pick this altar for me?
It's like, stop that, Amy. Go away.
So I'm on the line with our Jewish friend, our one Jewish friend, Amy.
Amy the Ninja. That's terrible.
That is terrible. It's Amy the Ninja, and we were online, and this guy, I was being my normal self and being like, what's the deal with this cereal?
You know, by the way, just a little note, yes. Footnote on this. I just got your eyes rolled at me, by the way.
They did?
I'm just here like, God, what is it now? But you can always tell when Ben walks into any room. You can be in a room of 5,000 people, and you'll just hear a murmuring of 5,000 people, but then you'll hear Ben like, and he's laughing the hardest at his own jokes.
Yes,
it's great.
That's my.
So
although,
I can't imagine how they not, recognize
but
your
that's
voice.
Not true that it's just me. If no, my sister's there,
she's
just as
loud laughs at her.
She's,
I can't talk today, by the way.
No.
I did some PCP before I came in.
You did? Nice.
I feel great. I just can't talk.
Have you ever seen the show Wonder Chosen?
I've never actually. That's the one with like the puppets and stuff.
Right? Yeah.
I don't know.
It's really,
what's
going on it's
there.
Pretty funny. It's pretty funny?
Funny.
Yeah. It's kind of
you have
funny.
To be on Sorry. PCP to get it?
No, there was one thing on Wonder Shows and where they have this kid and he's like, it's just this, you know, this, he's maybe five and he's like, it's never too early to have a Vietnam flashback. And it's like, and they have like,
Vietnam veterans, you guys suck too.
Oh, no.
No, no.
You fought for our freedom.
You know,
our freedom. Against the Vietnamese.
Yeah, they're scary. They actually are kind of scary. Oh, double. I got to stop.
Damn.
This is bad.
No one is safe today. So we have to make sure that we make fun of white people enough. I think we really do. Okay, speaking of which. Okay, Lindsay Lohan.
There you go.
You know Lindsay Lohan?
See?
She made popular this new, it's not new, it's like a retro thing of wearing black leggings.
Yeah, is
have
that
you
what's
seen
going
that?
On?
Yes,
it's everywhere.
Everywhere. Every woman in New York has black leggings right now. Every woman.
I'm like, damn, the 80s are back. There's this woman that she works the like reservation office at my job, and we'll see her during family meal time, and she's always wearing like normal stuff. Then the other day she comes in, she looks just like Madonna. Like she's got the hair all teased up.
Really?
I'm seeing those rubber things and the remember those rubber bracelets?
Yep,
those are everywhere now.
Yep.
It's retarded people.
I know. Soon they're going to have the snap bracelets. Remember those things?
Oh,
those
God.
Things you flipped around.
And then they got rid of them because they were making kids kill themselves.
Right, right.
You're like, slap. Oh, God, it's metal.
Oh, my
I
God.
I killed myself.
I cut my wrist. I'm...
It's okay. I'm
so this Lindsay Lohan thing, all these girls all over Manhattan at least, and I'm sure it's in Brooklyn, and Williamsburg especially, they're all wearing these black leggings all over the place. So the other day, I walked by this movie theater, and this one girl had black leggings, and then like a black top on top, and cowboy boots. She looked like a cowboy ninja. She was totally in black, other than her cowboy boots.
White people are retarded.
Yes.
And so are retards.
Whoa. That is not nice to say.
Hey, what did I tell? I thought I told this joke already. Should I go there?
Let's go there. We've gone everywhere else this show. What? If we haven't lost
than,
all of our listeners.
What's better than winning the bronze medal at the Special Olympics?
What?
Winning the silver medal at the Special Olympics. What's better than winning the silver medal at the Special Olympics?
What?
Winning the gold medal at the Special Olympics. Oh. What is better than winning the gold medal at the Special Olympics?
What?
Not being retarded.
I do know that, but it was great playing along.
I didn't write that.
No, you didn't.
I'm just
you
a
just
messenger,
said
kids.
It. You just said it on my
Don't
show.
Don't kill the messenger.
Which is, on second thought, it's not our website. It's my website. So please don't don't blow up my website.
That's right. I have a virus and gonorrhea,
and it's time for a song.
Or is it?
Dun dun dun.
You know how NPR does that? They'll be like, we'll be right back. And it's like, do, 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 do. And it comes right back on. Like, their breaks are literally like 5 seconds.
I know. It's like, the people are like, like oh. And we're back.
Into a shot.
Oh, God.
I feel so much better.
Oh, yeah. This is really good.
How long is the show so far?
I don't know. It's pretty good.
Did we hit the half hour mark?
I think we did.
Ha.
So, just so that everybody knows, we now have a link!
Link of the day!
And the link is going to go on the website. I apologize for not putting the links to the songs all the time on the website.
People
That's
get pissy
just,
about
they
that.
Really get mad. And I can understand it. And we're going to make sure we have all the links for whatever music we actually play on this show.
I think that was your mom, right? Or something?
It was.
Your mom got mad.
My mom got mad. She was like all pissed. She was like,
I hate you guys.
Where's the fucking music, Benjamin? So our link of the day is there's these two Chinese guys. doing an impression of the Backstreet Boys.
Oh, that is funny.
That is really funny.
Yeah.
So we're carrying along. Today's show is about racial. It's about racial awareness. It's about racial tolerance is what it's about.
What we've been doing today demonstrates what you shouldn't do in society.
Right. Right.
We're acting.
We are not actual race. We just play one on radio.
On radio.
Yes. We are kind and caring people.
And if you have any complaints, please send all complaints to Ben@upthetree.com.
Don't do that. No, Josiah@upthetree.com.
I don't think that exists.
It doesn't actually exist. You're reading my email,
motherfucker.
I do.
Does it just go right to you? Is that what it is?
I actually don't know if it... No, actually it does. it doesn't go to me. Steve's email goes to me.
Oh, that's
Steve@upthetree.com. I don't know why I get his email. I don't know. It's weird. But I forward it on.
Painters who drink?
Kind of there. I hope you all went to Steve's opening, which was so ballsy hot. We talked about it on the last show at the end.
That was stupid hot.
That was like Pompeii hot. That was like Vesuvius exploding, covering us all with lava hot. That was so hot. Oh, my God. I had a broth in my pants at the end of the day. It was really like bouillon, maybe.
I walked in. I was like, nice paintings. Walked out. This is too fucking hot.
Yeah. Basically, it was like, oh my Lord Jesus. Anyway, so I think we're actually kind of at the end of the show.
I guess so.
It's kind of fun.
I'm kind of at the end of my beer.
I know. Well, we've only had actually two beers. We're express training it for this show, and we'll be back. We're actually not going to do a two-show run. We're going to do a one-show, because you know what? It's more fun when we actually see each other.
And that way you don't have the same exact ending on two.
Right. And also we have things to talk about during the second half. It packs more fun. Packs more power.
I'll have things to talk about.
Whoa, what? Someone's really... There's a motorcycle. Hear it?
It's a tank. They're rolling in.
They might be. Goodbye. Goodbye. Oh, God. Stop it. Oh,
Stop.
Lord, the Jesus.
Name.
Just for... This has been recorded earlier in the afternoon. Tracks Up the Tree is made possible by the kind support of people like you. Not really.
Not really, you fuckers. Nobody supports us.
We should probably do a PayPal thingy.
Just see what happens.
We try to make indie your mainstream. That's our tagline. I don't know if it affects anybody in any sort of way.
It's good, though. It's actually really good. One of the best things you've come up with, I gotta say.
Well, thank you very much. On Tracks Up the Tree, we play music that's available online, so you can download it. It's made for promotional purposes. Porpoises?
It's made for... Porpoise. Look at that.
Promotional purposes. By the artist and record label. Yeah, that's a weird porpoise.
Drink Modelo!
Modelo Especial!
Take it from me, the porpoise.
It looks like warm, frothy pee.
I'm thinking platypus, actually. Never mind. I'm like, what the hell's a porpoise?
A porpoise is like a
manatee. It's a porcupine and a platypus.
No, it's not what it is. This is what a BFA gets you.
That's right.
Not very knowledgeable about anything.
I haven't seen Art School Confidential, but I bet it's pretty dead on.
Well, I've heard it's really bad, though. So
that's why I haven't gone to see it.
That and the... What's that other one? Da Vinci Code.
Did you see it? Yeah. Well, I read... That's what I did on my vacation. I was like, I need a book to read. I might as well read the Da Vinci Code. I read the book in like 6 days.
How was it? Was it good?
It's a shitty book.
Oh, it is.
I mean, it's interesting stuff, but he's a terrible writer.
Like, is he?
Bad, bad, awful. But we went and saw the movie because I read the book and it was like so boring.
Really?
And long and boring.
Well,
and
I have to say, man, Tom Hanks fills me with a rage.
I actually like him. Like,
well, we went, you are retarded.
But I like earlier Tom Hanks before he played Retard or the Gays. Or
whoa.
What have you.
Hey,
I mean,
now.
I thought we were still doing the acting like we hate people.
We're doing.
Thing.
You mean Big? You mean you were a fan of him when he was in
no,
Big?
No, I was a big fan of him when he did, like, The Burbs and Splash.
And the Volcano movie? With
Joe vs. the Volcano. It's a good movie. You
okay.
should see it.
I think Josiah's had enough beer. I'm gonna
and PCP.
Josiah?
Nice sound effect.
That wasn't that good.
Ben's like, I put the beer down and puts his own beer down next to the mic. That was good.
That was good.
A video of that. We need to record this show like
yeah,
how Howard Stern did.
I think we have a mic, a camera thingamadoodle.
I have a
site. We can do it.
Anyways,
Losers.
Back to the whole ending the show thing.
Yeah, hi, ending the show.
And we're back!
Here at Tracks of the Tree, we make indie your mainstream. We are here too. I don't know what else there is to say.
Fuck it, man.
We
got
play
it.
Music. There's porpoises.
We play music that's awesome. We try to figure out what porpoises are.
Right,
we
adore you guys.
We
you
drink
guys rock.
A little too much.
So don't unsubscribe or something.
In the afternoon.
And we're going to drink beers. We're going to come back again shortly, maybe next week. Decide what's,
nice,
your,
yeah.
what's your fucking schedule.
My days now that I'm off. Are Sundays, Tuesdays, and Fridays.
Tuesdays are good.
I've taken off Fridays because
are
fuck
Tuesdays
it, man.
Good?
I don't get to see anybody because I'm working too much. So
yeah.
I don't know why I'm
so
telling you this.
So stop working and get fired.
This is something I should
Let's
tell
see.
You.
Tuesdays. I'm going to look in my book. Here we go.
Look in my book. Ben is bad at sound effects.
Shut up.
It's like, why do I have to do it? It's like, that's
Tuesdays.
A nice.
Tuesdays.
It's like,
I
oh, wait, that's not
Tuesdays.
A blank piece of paper. That's his calendar.
I can't do Tuesdays. That's great. Nothing on Tuesday. Except for something else. Sorry, Josiah. So we'll be back in 2 weeks or something. And I adore you, Josiah, because you're so darn special.
And tan.
And tan.
And tan.
Well, your hair is starting to do this, like, coffee thing in the front.
I know. It's bad. It, like, ploofs over to the right.
It floops.
Floop.
It's a very floopy haircut.
Floop.
Okay.
That's the sound my poo makes. Floop. Oh my goodness! I gotta get out of here.
Lord, wait! Just to finish off the show on a high note, we also just need a little flatulence. So,
there we go.
That's the end. That's everything is covered.
Yay!
We're done. Have a great day. We'll see you next
if
week.
If we forgot your race or orientation, please send us a picture of yourself to
Eskimos. Eskimos are lazy
and cold. And so are their vaginas.
Bye,
they sleep
everybody.
Together naked.
Stop it.
Blubber.
Rub my nose, Josiah. Rub my nose. Butterfly kiss. Bye, everybody.
Like, why are you rubbing my nose? That's not my nose.
Oh, God.
Let's
How do
play
Eskimos do oral sex? It's rubbing their noses against
Suck
it.
Suck on their
it's
nose.
Like, hello.
Oh, yeah. French it. Lick the nostril. We gotta end this fucker.
Okay, bye, buddy.
Bye.
Bye.
And an old tower passed by, so that what can
the links can be found at the website, tracksupthetree.com, where we've painstakingly entered each one in and linked them to the audio files so you can grab them for yourself, make your own podcast, or just avoid our banter. Okay, talk to you later, kids. Bye-bye.